This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Denise, hello.
Can you hear me though, Cal?
Yep.
Okay.
You'll have to fake it for right now. I put in that new headphone amplifier, so
can't hear anything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for. Show has begun, and we welcome you to Radio Law Talk right now. We are live on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We welcome you to the show. And so,
you have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com.
No, not that. Not that. So, once again, we're off to a great start this morning on Radio Law Talk. Here's the host of our show, Radio Law Talk, Mr. Fred Penny. Fred, go.
Thanks, Cal. You know, that's what life's about, a little bit of extra stuff. You know, you think something's going right, and then it doesn't. So, I don't know. Hey, welcome Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks, my hosts.
How you doing?
Here. We are live on Radio Law Talk. That's why the fun of a live show. Denise is an attorney that handles family law. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And then we've got Todd Kunin, who's a former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California, and now a defense criminal lawyer. So his insight is excellent because of all the things we talk about. Today is a wonderful day. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO and discuss the topics we're going to discuss today. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative radio show on earth, especially when we're here and Cal's trying to figure stuff out.
That's what makes it so incredible.
Yes.
Is while we're doing a show, and underneath the table here in the studio, there's a rustling, a ruffling, like kids scurrying around on the morning of Christmas. Do we open the presents or not? And I look down, and there's Cal on his hands and knees.
I'm taking a picture right now of a foot. I can't reach over there yet with my... But Cal is climbing under our... you have to see this. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
I was waiting for that one.
And this is why he's never a winner. Because he's... he's always trying to figure out electronics. And let me tell you, it's not like we have poor electronics. Everything we've got is state-of-the-art. But today we're going to talk about some interesting things. The first thing we're going to talk about is... and I have to say... I apologize in advance for some of the topics, because we have to talk about things. It's like the accident on the side of the road. You know, you're not supposed to look at it, but go forward. You just can't help it but to see and gawk what's going on. And that's what happens in some of these cases that we deal with. And we're going to have to talk about Epstein, Weinstein, and Avenatti.
Sounds like a law firm.
It should be a law firm. The firm of, Epstein, Weinstein, and Avenatti. And those are going to be some interesting things we're going
to
discuss.
I think they'd all fight over who would have to go first. Name is first?
I hear audio. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have to fight who goes first. And I think the first person would be Avenatti. There's no doubt, because I think Weinstein and Epstein have a few issues, especially Epstein right now. So
yes.
I don't think he has much say in this situation. But we're going to talk about those three, the latest, some very interesting stuff that has happened. We're always following the latest news and the latest lawsuit issues. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel for all your legal needs, except you can use Radio Law Talk around the dinner table with your in-laws at Christmas or Thanksgiving. That is completely and proper, ethical, and smart to use us as a... You know, as a reference, you know.
Right.
You got Uncle Biff from Pawtucket, Tennessee, whatever. We're not in Tennessee, right? I'm not taking anybody.
I don't know. We are.
We're kind of close. We're north in Kentucky, but it's really close. So we got Pawtucket, wherever, and he says, well, you know, they did this, they said that, and he keeps saying they, and they don't refer to anybody. You can come back and say, well, I'm going to see your they, and come back with on Radio Law Talk we heard, and you will immediately have all of the credibility. This statement is no guarantee and no implied warranty. So
that's exactly right. Hey, I want to also thank some new, we have new affiliates. The new affiliate is WAEB 790 AM in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's a suburb of Philly. Not Philly. I mean, it's a of I think it's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. So WAEB 790 AM Allentown, Pennsylvania. Also KWTO 560 AM Springfield, Illinois. Another new one that has joined us, but Allentown is the newest, and I think this is their first week with us. So hang out and enjoy a informative, really crazy, nutty time, but something you might learn today about things that you care about in life, like Weinstein, you know, Epstein, and Avenatti. Because I know most people are out there going, I can't get through the week until I know what's going on with those three.
I know. It just dawned on me. We missed an opportunity. We could have played Billy Joel's Allentown. Remember that song?
Oh yeah, I like that.
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
We can do that later. Oh.
Here we go. It's as if Cal was reading my mind.
Listen to this, and Cal's dancing too. Allentown, Pennsylvania, welcome.
You know what? They have an exact replica of the Liberty Bell. They have a museum that's exact replica of the Liberty Bell.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it have a crack in it?
Yeah, it's okay. Exact. Full-size replica.
I have an exact replica of my dog.
Oh.
Well, okay.
What?
Oh.
Alex, I'll take segues for $5,000.
I'll take that requires an explanation for $5?
Yes, please.
That's the one where you say something like that, and the dog, you know, when you blow the whistle, turns his head left and right.
Raggy?
Well, we're going to do another thing called Case or No Case. Those of you in Allentown who are saying, how does this start out? This is the weirdest show I've ever heard. Case or No Case is a lot of fun. It's our favorite segment. It's most of our fans' favorite segment, which is where Cal Hunter, our three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, producer throws a case out, and we have to determine whether it's a true case or if he's faking the case, and if it is a case, whether or not what the outcome was. And the winner, the first one to 50 points, and again, we do not bet here, but amongst us hosts, the other hosts have to buy a steak dinner and a lobster dinner. You can join us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and you can tell us what you think of the case or no case. Cal, let's just get it set up before the break, just so we can have it set
up. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that. 4 years ago, Jennifer Connell attended the 8th birthday party of her nephew, Sean Torella. Apparently, Sean was so enthused at the presence of his auntie Jen that he leapt into her arms. The jump caused Connell to fall to the ground, breaking her wrist badly, requiring some serious six-figure-type medical attention. Now, remember, these are relatives. Looked at each other, and she said, put it on your homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance said, yeah, right. Kept fighting about it, and so she said, I have to seek legal counsel. And so she did. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the Radio Law Talk panel, is this a case or no case? And this is really in Fred's bailiwick. And so
let me just ask a quick question. We got about a minute left.
Yeah.
So they were out. What function was
they
it
were
again?
At the little
it
nephew's
was Sean's birthday.
Yeah,
okay. And she jumps in the...
The nephew, the little kid, jumps into the aunt's arm.
Got you.
She falls and badly fractures her wrist.
The question is, did the aunt know he was about to jump, or he just out of the blue jumped?
Well, that may be the question. I don't know. The next question is that her medical bills were
$127,000. Okay. And what state?
I don't know.
Okay. The states will depend. Anyway, we only have about 30 seconds left, so those of you who want to call in, call at 855 Law Radio. What's going to happen when we come back is Todd, Denise, and I are going to determine whether or not it's a case, and if it is a case, what the outcome is. And guess what? This one is right up my alley.
Yeah, it kind of is, and those are a lot of medical bills. I mean, for a broken wrist, I was blown away about the $127,000 medical bill.
Oh, easy, easy.
For a broken wrist?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They put pins and rods and stuff. Those surgeons perform miracles. Denise?
I think people can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag us at Case or No Case as well. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, we'll be right back for Case or No Case to see who's the winner.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. The show will continue, I promise, right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No points for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So at Little Boy's birthday party, Auntie is there enjoying the birthday party when the nephew, was a nephew or niece? I think it was a nephew.
Nephew.
Jumps in her arms.
And was the nephew the birthday boy?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And I think you said he's seven or four or
let's
what age
see.
It was. But anyway, yeah. Jumps in the arms.
Eight.
And knocks her down and she fractures her wrist. She sues. What happens? It would be smart, Cal, to come to me last so we don't tip off the other two.
Well, okay, that's fine with me. So, Mr. Kunin, let's...
Look, I'm in dead last right now. I ought to be the one that is able to listen to the analysis
and then
plan my points accordingly if I just want to answer strategically.
Nobody wants to go first.
I'll go first.
I don't care.
No, it's too late. Denise has, Denise has stepped up and taken your place in line. By the way, Denise, for volunteering, if you get this right, one extra bonus point.
Ooh.
For you.
Todd!
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
I like this game.
Yes.
Okay. So, the question is, if somebody gets injured at your home, can you go against the homeowner's insurance? That's really what this is all about. And can the homeowner fight it because these are relatives? I think that that's what this whole thing is about. And what I know is that my mom broke her ankle in my grandmother's house, and my grandmother was really upset because my mom wanted to go against her homeowner's insurance to get taken care of. And so I know that it's possible, and I know that it is that if the homeowner's insurance fights it, that you could require them to get you Kumis counsel. That means your own attorney that is looking after your interests and not the interests of the insurance company. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that it is a case, and Jennifer wins.
And Jennifer wins. In a lawsuit against an 8-year-old kid, basically.
It's against the 8-year-old kid's parents' homeowner's insurance.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And the homeowner's insurance acted in bad faith by denying the claim, and so I'm going to go that far.
Oh, fair enough. All right, okay. Mr. Kunin.
All right, yeah, I'll go.
Are you okay if you go now?
It's okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to completely disagree with Denise when it comes to what this case is about. This case has absolutely nothing to do with the facts and legal theory. This case is all about how devious can Cal be. That's what it's really all about. What kind of a case would Cal pick that would sound like, oh my gosh, it ought to be one thing and it turns out to be another thing? That's what I've learned. I don't know how Cal sleeps at night with all this lying he does to us three times a week. It's obfuscation.
Like you've never done it in court before.
Oh, no. I have a bar card. So for us, it's called conventional puffery. I'm allowed to do it.
Okay, I have a journalist card.
Well, okay, you trump me. This one sounds very familiar to me, and I hesitate to say that because then if he says it, I made it up completely. Well, if you did, you made up something that is very close to something actual. I'm going to say that it is a case.
Oh, you changed your mind?
No, I disagreed with you for the reasons why, but I agree with you on the answer. It's like when the judge says objection sustained, but for different reasons. You know, so yeah.
I'm already confused, and the people out there are just going, what the heck?
I agree that this is a case, and I think it really came out because, look, it's not the woman's fault that she's got a busted arm or ankle, right? What happened was she probably busted her arm, went to the family and said, yeah, can you help me out with the medical bills? This is going to cost me $125,000, and the family says, oh, yeah, sucks to be you. Sorry if our little Johnny did it or whatever. And so because the family was being jerks about it, not helping her out, she was left with no recourse but to sue because she couldn't afford it. So she sues and she wins.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what you said, right, Denise?
Yeah.
That's what Denise said.
I said I disagreed with why she got there, but I agree with her reasons.
Yeah, the legal theory, I guess, was different. So, Mr. Penny, this is clearly something in your strike
genre.
Zone. It's in your strike zone. So,
well, here's the thing. I'm going to throw this caveat out there. Every state's different. Depending on what state you're in, seek legal counsel there on this type of a case because, you know, California is different than probably, you know, the state of Ohio.
Rhode Island or whatever.
So I'm gonna stay with California generally. The big issue that they kind of touched on but didn't hit, Denise almost did, is the biggest issue is who are they suing? Are they suing the parents or are they suing the child? If they sue the parents, there's got to be a causal connection as to whether or not that child, they knew that child would do this or was it foreseeable. And generally speaking, the parents are not going to be held liable for that. Then you sue the child. So auntie sues child, which is probably what she would do. Believe it or not, that child is covered by homeowners if the child lives in that home and is not an excluded party. So generally, they would probably sue the child. And then you have to ask yourself, was the child negligent in what they did? Difficult. difficult. And then I always say, here's the other thing. The other issue is, it's called the reality check. Well, here's the law, and here's what they can probably do. Now get in front of a jury with little tiny Jennifer, whatever her name is, sitting there as the defendant.
No, and Sean.
Sean, an auntie blasting on the little tiny kid to sue the kid. So it just doesn't look good. But, you know, does this happen all the time?
Really?
All the time. And yes, you sue your aunt, uncle, grandma. Suing the parents is a different story. That's going to be more difficult under at least California laws. It just depends. But my answer is yes, this is a case, and I'm going to say auntie wins because Cal was so emphasizing how much money was involved in this case. But I'm going to say auntie wins, or it gets settled and auntie gets the payoff.
And I'm going to call this the homeowner insurance hustle.
Okay, I mean, it's interesting to me. The whole thing is fascinating that someone looks and says, my little nephew ran up to me and gave me a hug, and next thing I know, see you in court.
That happens quite often. If, not necessarily the nephew jumping or niece jumping into the arms, but what happens if grandma's tractor, she lets the little nephew or granddaughter or grandson drive out in the tractor that's too big for them, and it flips over and they get injured.
Sure,
you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
Is grandma liable? The answer is, under at least California law, yeah, she could be liable, and the homeowners should cover it. And that is nothing unusual. Well, we've had an enjoyable time in figuring this out. Hang on and join us when we come back. Cal's going to tell us the story of case or no case of little auntie and little nephew. We'll be right back.
Remember, all of our shows are archived and you can podcast them at any time from RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking
about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we could speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down, one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're back to find the answer to case or no case. Cal, let us know what the answer is. Todd, Denise, and I all agreed that Auntie wins the case and her medical bills are paid and probably receives more, or at least it's a settlement.
Yeah, well, before, do I sound like just a piece of tin?
You're an echo.
Yeah, okay, well,
that's okay.
We can work on that as time goes forward. Come in, Tokyo. Okay. dive. Okay, anyway, so here's the deal. Jennifer Connell goes to the 8th birthday party of her nephew. The nephew jumps up into her arms. She falls. She breaks her wrist. $127,000 in legal bills later. She goes to them and says,
Medical bills.
What did I say? Legal. Yeah, she goes and says, I don't have the money to cover this. Look, homeowner's insurance box. And says, well, don't you have your own medical insurance? You should be taking that through medical. This is a medical claim. This is not a homeowner's claim. And she said, I don't have any choice here but to sue my nephew. So for those of you who say this was a case, that would be all of you. Congratulations.
All right, it's a case.
For those of you who say that the plaintiff prevailed in the case, that once again would be all of you. And
wow, nailed it.
Very nice. And so that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. And I hope you stay tuned next hour, because once again, I'm going to take you down on the farm. That's down on case or no case.
And I get three.
You get 3 points. That's correct. By the way, our current score, not that anybody's keeping score. Not that anybody.
Or anyone cares.
Denise is giving me the look right now. Mr. Penny has 35 points after this latest round. Ms. Dirks has 31
points.
29, 30, 31, 29 plus 3, so 30, 32, correct. And Mr. Cunin has
Points. Wow. A whole 19
that's,
points.
That's why he's a three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner, because he can't count.
Because I can't. I have to do math on my fingers. Terrible when I'm broadcasting football. That was a 17, 18, 19, 21-yard play.
All right. Speaking of 21-yard play, Jeffrey Epstein is in the news again about obviously he has passed away. And now this is my segment.
I'm trying to figure out how that has to do with a 21-yard play.
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
Okay.
There's $21 million involved here.
Oh, well.
Or more than that.
Okay.
So the interesting thing is, 2 days before his suicide, he has a will drawn up. And the interesting thing, it's put in the Virgin Islands. Actually, it's filed in the Virgin Islands, which is a territory of the United States. And, you know, what is the reason why they filed a will? And apparently they've got what's called a rollover trust. It rolls over into a trust. And why do they have that? And why was it done there? Supposedly, it's less likely people would have seen it filed and something would have come about. Because of it, I don't know that there's any legal issue difference between Virgin Islands and New York. I don't know. Maybe there might be, and that's something we can talk about. But just 2 days before this thing gets filed, and don't forget his fortune's worth about $600 million. And those of you who do not know what's going on with Epstein, he was a very wealthy stock hedge fund manager and made worth about $600 million was going to be prosecuted for sex trafficking, et cetera, et cetera. And then he committed suicide in prison, I mean jail. So they had to. Here's the interesting thing, Todd. You know about this as the former prosecutor and criminal lawyer. They had to, under the law, then drop the case. I know it's like, well, duh, he's dead. But the thing is, now there'll never be a, quote, conviction on this hanging over his future, even though, or his legacy, let's put it that way.
I don't know if I'd use the term hanging over his legacy, but
that's true, I wouldn't
given
either.
Given the manner of death. But you're right. Look, once they don't prosecute people posthumously. You have to remember that when it comes to prosecuting, prosecutors are stewards over the public resources, and it doesn't, when you look at all of the reasons why we prosecute somebody, to punish, to do all this, none of that is met by prosecuting somebody who is since deceased. Interestingly enough, this does differ a little bit from the Hernandez case, where in Massachusetts he had his case, it went up on appeal, and then when he committed suicide, while on appeal, that had the effect of wiping out the conviction to begin with, because the thing was on appeal, which is
under Massachusetts law.
Right. So therefore he was never convicted of it.
Yes, so that's kind of a real stick to it, even more than Epstein, to the victims, to get a conviction, to have that feeling of closure, like we got the conviction that we wanted, and then to have it vacated because the person committed suicide while on appeal under Massachusetts law. That's a real sting, as opposed to Epstein.
And why did he do that?
For his daughter,
because under the NFL contract, what he received in his payments for his quote retirement, if he had done what he had done and been found guilty, he didn't get it.
Yeah, it would have violated the moral clause in his contract.
So because he committed suicide, it threw out his case. Therefore, he, quote, didn't do anything, or he wasn't prosecuted or found guilty. His daughter gets his pension.
That's right.
So let's talk about when you have a pour-over will and everything pours over into a trust. What's the most important thing to ask? What are the terms of the trust? And what I believe, and I believe this extremely strongly, that we're going to find out the terms of the trust make it next to impossible, not impossible, but next to impossible for the victims to go after his money. So this was a tactic, and to his grave, Epstein was worried about his money and still did not want any of these victims to have any of his estate.
That's
at all.
Exactly right. And the interesting thing is he has no children, at least that anybody knows of. Funny, I saw some pundit saying, watch everybody starting to do DNA samples. Like, or you said
that
too last
week.
Watch the DNA samples come flying, that there may be some children out there of his. trying to prove that, hey, they get part of the $600 million, but he has no wife, no children, supposedly. So who's left is his brother. He only has a brother.
He has a brother, two aunts, an uncle, and a cousin.
But the brother's first.
The brother's first, exactly.
Depending upon what
the trusts say.
Yeah, what it says.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, you know, people are also going to try to get from his estate?
What?
The picture, the painting of Bill Clinton dressed in drag.
I've seen that.
Have you seen that picture?
Yes. I saw that one in one of the materials that we had passed out amongst.
Sal's got a copy of it hanging in his living room.
Yeah, it's in my radio studio, actually. It's worth about, they paid $1,300 for it. But I imagine now with the notoriety, there may be a short-term bump in the price, do you think?
I think the red shoes just...
Oh, it sets the whole thing up.
Cal, I think you can get it for, $2,500.
You think?
The original.
Okay,
I'm all you got is a copy, right? So, anyway, there's a lot of stuff like that. He's got $18.5 million of worth of cars and planes and boats. That is a lot of money in cars and planes. Well, some planes, $18 million is nothing. But the point is man, that's a lot of money. There's going to be people fighting for this money. Everyone hang on, because this is not the end of discussing about this, because now it's going after the $600 million sitting there.
Yeah, one of the victim's attorney has already filed to try to get a court order that nothing can be removed from the trust,
right,
and it has to stay there. And now... correct me if I'm wrong, but they have to now sue his estate and specifically join the trust into any kind of an action. Is that correct?
They sue the state, but and this is New York, so I'm not, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's Virgin Islands.
I mean, Virgin Islands, so I don't know the law there. So, but there's 100 ways. Believe me, I'll put a nickel on it, but I don't bet that he had some lawyers really think of some interesting ways to make sure that's protected and goes to his brother or his family. We don't know exactly who it's supposed to go to at this time. But the trustees, there are executors, they're receiving $250,000 each for their work on the estate, plus any expenses.
You ever seen any spy movies, stuff like that, where somebody will have what's called a go bag? Like somebody who used to be a spy, they've got this bag full of the essentials off somewhere else, and if the enemies were closing in, you grab the bag, and you got passports, money, guns, all that, and you're just ready to go, right?
Right.
I think that Epstein had the financial equivalent of a go bag. He had to know this stuff was coming in. So it's not like after he got arrested, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? This is something he probably had prepared for quite a long time. Note that we don't hear anybody who's clamoring about whose money he managed going, what are we going to do now? I was really curious about that. None of that has ever come forward.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're going to talk, when we come back from a break, we're going to hit on the Weinstein issue and Avenatti. The latest in those two things, at least in Avenatti's, there's some interesting things. This is the Nike lawsuit if you don't know what's going on, he tried to allegedly bribe them, said, I won't say anything.
Extort,
you're right, extort if you pay me $25 million. So he's being prosecuted for that. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
So the Weinstein case is coming up, and there's a last-minute fight about whether or not another alleged victim can testify. And this, again, is the criminal case against Harvey Weinstein. And the one that really kind of knows this area that follows it closer than Denise and I, even though we do follow it, is Todd, as a former prosecutor. What's the big issue here that they're trying to get in?
Well, so there's an incident in the Weinstein, a victim, and I think if I remember correctly, it's like an incident that happened maybe 19 years ago.
93.
It's not one of the counts in the current complaint. And the prosecution didn't want to bring it. There's questions about statute of limitations and how old it is, and there's a couple of things about it. But the prosecution was content to go forward and say, look, this is just one of those that we're going to bring in to tell the jury about under a theory of this act represents a common motive, plan, or scheme on the part of Weinstein. This incident is evidence of what he always does. He calls, he makes them come to the hotel room, he shows up in the bathrobe, he starts with a massage, and then there's promises, and he's got the same pattern that he follows the entire time. That the prosecution's ability to use it for that purpose was called into question on a recent court ruling. So now the prosecution is looking at, well, we might not be able to bring that evidence in for the reason we want to bring it in. So they got this idea, what if we went and got another indictment on that specific count, and then we added that to the current complaint, and instead of bringing it in to show common plan, motive, scheme, we just bring it in as another count we're trying to prove.
Right.
Okay, you just clarify, what do you mean by bringing another indictment? In New York, how do they do that? Denise, you were
Yeah, you
up.
Have to go before the grand jury, and the grand jury has to vote, in essence, in favor of another indictment. And the grand jury process takes a bit of time. It's not something that's going to take, you know, a weekend. And they're trying to get another grand jury together and get this before the grand jury so they can meet timely with the trial that's going to happen. I think it's happening in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
instead of 2 weeks.
So here's something to remember about criminal trials to begin with. Generally speaking, the prosecution is not able to bring in a prior act with the idea of trying to argue to the jury, look, if they did it then, they probably did it now. If I'm prosecuting somebody for DUI and they have a DUI from 4 years ago, I can't bring that prior DUI in to say, well, you know what, if they were drunk 4 years ago, they probably did it now, because then the jury is convicting or trying to reach a verdict based upon prior acts, not whether or not there's evidence beyond a reasonable doubt in the current case.
Yeah, clearly prejudicial to the defendant.
Exactly. Now, there are some exceptions to that.
Every state's different.
Every state's different, but generally speaking, there are some exceptions to that. In California, for example, if you're prosecuting somebody for a sex crime or domestic violence, you can actually bring in evidence of prior acts to show if they did it then, they did it now, to be able to argue that under Evidence Code Sections 1108 and 1109. You can do that. When I practiced in Tennessee, I remember asking them when I went out there, hey, do you have anything out here that's similar to that? And they looked at me like I was five ways from crazy. No, you can't bring that in. Well, you can in California. And so...
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, you guys out there in California, so liberal.
So this arose in the trial court by virtue of a motion to dismiss. So Weinstein brought a motion to dismiss the bill of particulars, which is their calling of the complaint itself. And they, the prosecutors had added this a different victim to the bill of particulars. Weinstein lost the motion to dismiss, but won the striking of that additional person from the bill of particulars because they hadn't been before the grand jury yet.
Yes.
So now prosecutors are scrambling. We're going to see if they can get to the grand jury and be ready for trial by September 9th.
Awesome. All right, we're going to follow that as that goes along. Michael Avenatti, the famous Stormy Daniels lawyer that definitely says things and gets in trouble by saying things. People think Trump gets in trouble by saying things. This guy's just as bad, if not worse. But one of the things that there's an alleged issue here, it's allegations that he extorted Nike on that. Remember they had the college scandal of high school sports and shoe deals and, college sports and shoe deals. Well, one of the big issues was that supposedly Avenatti had his own investigation and found some dirt on Nike and went to them and basically, this is the allegations again, that look, I won't bring this stuff up if you give me $25 million. So Nike kind of apparently went over to the district attorney's office and said, look what he's extorting. We're trying to extort us for $25 million.
Right. And it even went further than that because he was representing someone at the time, and he tried to get Nike to agree to hire him the investigation too. So in my opinion, the ethics of this is really bad because here you are doing something that puts you almost directly in conflict with your own client, both seeking money, right?
Right. And so this November 12th is the case coming up. And so they are backing down to the court and saying, whoa, we want to put off the date of November 12th and extend it out because now we want to subpoena some of the Nike employees about whether or not this extortion really occurred or whether or not it's just truth.
Yeah, and you know, the difficult thing here in this case and something that affects probably every every lawyer out there. I know this would affect me, Fred, you, Denise, you. It affects everybody because, look, 95% of all cases, you've heard this stat, 95% of all cases settle.
Yes.
They don't end up going to trial. And they settle because one side puts forth a demand letter, an issue. Like, we will settle for X. If we don't, we will go to trial. And you know, you spell out all the things that can happen. And look, the business of the law would come to a screeching halt if all of those letters were now deemed to be extortion, letters of extortion. So where do you draw the line between a legitimate demand letter and something that violates the law as extortion? And it's a difficult question here because there are a lot of people that look at this and they might not like Avenatti's personality or whatever, but you look at this and go, you know, this is pretty common in terms of what you do, but where I think the line is drawn is for what Denise said. When he included in the demand, and you have to hire me to investigate, that went beyond the purview of a demand letter for purposes of representing the client and went totally solely toward his own personal interest. I think that's where he crossed the line, but...
if he just wrote a letter that basically said, my client is demanding $25 million because of your negligence and what you've done, X, Y, and Z, and left it at that, there's no issue. But it's just how you do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you turn it around, too, and Nike said, oh, I'm threatening you with criminal conviction for what you've done here, and tried to settle the civil side of this by, saying he's going to be convicted. That would have been a crime too.
Well, that clear what you have just described right there in California and in other states as well. That violates the ethical rules of an attorney, which is threatening criminal prosecution or criminal actions to try to settle a civil matter. That you can't go there. Even criminal defense attorney or prosecutors get in trouble when they try to make an offer to defense attorneys. Well, tell you what, if your client just goes ahead and agrees to pay restitution, I'll drop the or agrees not to sue civilly, I'll drop the criminal case. That happens every once in a while, and prosecutors get in trouble for that.
Right. In Bill Cosby's case, remember that his prosecutor said, go ahead and answer to them civilly and I'll drop the criminal case.
Right.
Do you remember that? And that's what started the problems for Mr. Cosby.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, this is Michael Avenatti, and we're going to follow that one. November 2nd, supposedly the trial. The judges are going to determine whether or not he's going to extend the trial date. Again, Epstein, Weinstein, Avenatti, without those guys, we wouldn't have had a whole hour to talk, right?
That's
nothing
right.
else to talk about. Hey, if you want to join us next hour, we'd love to have you join us because we're going to talk about a lot of other things, including new police use of force law. But guess what? If not, go to our website, www.readylawtalk.com. You can click on live to listen to us live, or you can listen to our podcasts or our former shows. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.